Proclamation number 4809 of 1st of January, 1950. Acknowledge Jesus Christ necessary. Jesus Christ must be acknowledged as God's Son and Redeemer of the world, otherwise the human being will fall back into darkness, from which God's great fatherly love has already helped him up so that he can easily reach the light. But the light of knowledge also includes an understanding of Christ's work of redemption and thus an acknowledgement of Christ as Redeemer. The man Jesus broke through the night of death. He changed people's dark spiritual state into a luminous one through his death on the cross, because he proved through his death that there is a path to eternal life, the path of love. Through his way of life, which was crowned by his death on the cross, he showed people a path which leads out of the darkness of night into the most radiant light. Thus he overcame this state of darkness, spiritual death, and likewise acquired the grace for people to enter the light with his help, because no one alone is capable of doing so due to the weakened will which, without the divine Redeemer's help, is influenced by his adversary who would like to pull the souls back into deepest darkness again who already possess a faint glimmer of realization. Jesus Christ stands by these souls in the battle against the adversary. But alone they are too weak and succumb to the strong power of Satan. The human being is the product of a creative power turned away from God, i.e., a being which abundantly fed God with strength used this strength again to create beings which carried its will turned away from God within them. These were spiritual beings which, as products of God's emanating strength, were also his share which he will not relinquish for eternity. But God's strength, which was, as it were, profaned by the adversary's will, had to take on its original form again, i.e., the beings which emerged from this strength had to become truly divine beings in order to be able to enjoy the bliss in the spiritual world which corresponds to their perfection. This change takes place in the creation which came into being for this purpose in an inconceivably long time. However, God's adversary, i.e., the producer of those beings, does not want to allow this change, and so a battle is now being waged for these beings, but the being itself is to bring it to a conclusion in its short earthly lifetime as a human being. However, due to the adversary's influence on his creations, the human being is very weak-willed during his earthly life, so that the decision on his part would always apply to his producer, thus to God's adversary, which, however, cannot be regarded as a free decision of will, since Satan keeps it bound, so to speak. And therefore God came to the aid of the bound beings by sending them a Savior who is to redeem them from these bonds of Satan, yet he also now demanded free will. The human being's will now has to decide for itself again whether it leans towards the divine Redeemer or towards its Creator. But now the will is truly free and strong if it avails itself of the grace of the act of salvation by acknowledging Jesus Christ as Redeemer and appealing to him for support in its decision of will. If, however, the divine Redeemer is ignored, if his act of salvation is not acknowledged as well as his mission, then the human being will continue to remain under the control of the one who has placed his God-opposing will into him, and he will remain eternally in the night of death, in a state of deepest spiritual darkness, without recognizing himself and his relationship to God as Creator and Father, as controller of all infinity. He remains eternally as a child of Satan in a state of wretchedness, bound and enslaved. In eternal captivity, he absolutely has to call upon the help of the Redeemer, who alone can free him from Satan's power, who alone can rescue him from the state of death and raise him to life, because he died for him on the cross and with his blood ransomed him from the one who had been lord over him since the beginning. Amen.